Hi. Thanks a lot. How's everybody doing? It's very nice to be here, our first time in Winston-Salem, and it's great to see all of you, even all of you out there. How you doing? You hear us out there? Good. I want to introduce the guys to you briefly. On the harmonica and keyboards, he's doing a lot of brand new things with a blues harp. He's not playing a chromatic instrument here. He is known as the tall, thin flecktone. Skokie Slim, the man with two brains. Please welcome Howard Levy.
Well, hello everybody, and hi all you guys in the cheap seats. Yeah, well, it's pretty amazing to be here. This is one of the few times I've enjoyed playing in a pit. I'd like to, I'm not going to do anything except introduce you to our bass player, the phenomenal, and I think he has some family here too. He does, there they are. Yeah. The Flecktones' secret weapon, it's not much of a secret anymore, Victor Lamont Wooten.
He'll be back. But first, I'd like to introduce you to an instrument that's impossible to describe. In playing it is a being who has traveled a long, long distance to play for you tonight. In fact, he took a trip all the way from the 21st century, the year 2050, where he normally resides, to show us how the drums are being played in the future. On the Synfax Drumitar, an instrument which he invented and brought back with him. Please welcome our emissary from the future, Future Man.
All right, how's everybody doing? Okay. All right. We're glad to be here. And we have a lot of new music to play for you, a lot of exciting new music to play. But before we do, I gotta make sure you know where the drums are coming from. Anybody wondering where the drums are coming from? Anybody? Okay, well, this is the drum set right here. My fingers are the drumsticks. And it's very simple. Actually, I got a lot of different colors up here. And they represent a lot of different sounds, and I just choose a color with one of these fingers here, and it responds the way I touch. If I hit soft, loud, Miles Davis symbol for you. Another different approach to the drum. Check it out, Miles Davis on drum. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Great crowd. Thanks a lot. You're making it too fun for us. That was a song entitled The Flying Saucer Dudes. That's off our new CD and cassette, Flight of the Cosmic Hippo. Thank you very much. Thanks. And I'd like to introduce to you the composer of most of this music and the reason that we're all together. And I'd like to also commend this man on taking the chance that he did on us. Because we were all relatively unknowns and even unknown to him, but he still gave us this opportunity. It's great. We call him the Big Flectone. The Jan Kleinman of the 90s. The man who is on a crusade to erase all those terrible banjo jokes. How about it for Mr. Bela Fleck? Thanks a lot, thank you. I'm deeply moved by that highly spontaneous burst of applause. Thank you very, very much. You want to get involved in one? We need some help. Bad. My name is not Jed. First, I need you to imagine, if you will, a very, 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 very large hippopotamus flying through outer space. Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you do that? I knew that you could. Then somehow we need to make the sound of the hippo's toenails scraping the runway as he's preparing for takeoff. Can we do that? Yeah! Okay, maybe something like some finger snaps, like one, two. Wow. Okay, guys, do I have your full support? Okay, guys, you're gonna be the male hippos. Your part goes like this. Ooh. Don't forget to snap. Okay, let's pull that back to a mezzo forte. Very understated. I'm getting shivers. Okay, ladies, time to stop laughing. It's your turn. You're gonna be the female hippos, nothing personal. And your part goes like this. A little more feminine. Thank you. Thank you. The hippo has landed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next tune is called Jekyll and Hyde and Ted and Alice.
Thank you.
Doing? You still with us?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we get a little bit weird for a little while?
No.
Just for fun? Okay, we're gonna do a piece that's on the Flight of the Cosmic Hippo CD, but we're not gonna do it exactly like we did it on the record. In fact, we're gonna kind of, well, we just don't really have an arrangement for this tune. So whatever happens past a certain point is just gonna have to be okay, alright? So please join us into a journey into the unknown. This is called Hole in the Wall. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Newgrass Revival fans in the house. Well, for anybody who doesn't know, Newgrass Revival is a band I was in for about 9 years before the Flight Tones came about. And we were not exactly a traditional bluegrass band in the strictest sense of the word. I try to explain it to people who have never seen the band, and the only way I can think of to describe us was as if you could imagine Bill Monroe spending a weekend with Aretha Franklin. And they take a trip together to Jamaica. Is that kind of it? But anyway, even though we weren't really a traditional bluegrass band, sometimes we'd get booked in the deep, 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 deep south. That's right, Green Acres. I can remember driving up a dusty mountain road. Driving down a dusty mountain road. driving up and down a dusty mountain road somewhere, who knows where, North Carolina. Talking about the Deep South, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Talking about a place where the festival sign is written in crayon. Actually, they're not just in the Deep South. There's a place like this up in New York State where if it doesn't rain, they make their own mud. I'm serious. Talking about deep. Maybe it's just deep. It's just deep. It's not strictly South. Anyway, there was a guy in the Newgrass Revival by the name of Sam Bush. And Sam used to turn to me when we pull into a place like that and say, Bela. He'd say, Bela. There is a yeehaw factor of 10. And I knew just what he meant. You know what he meant. Can I get a yee? Can I get a haw? What's that spell?
Yeah.
What's that spell?
Yeah.
What's that spell?
Yeah.
You know, this is really an incredible way to make a living. Anyway, I decided to write a tune about that experience, and it is entitled The Yeehaw Factor. And while I was writing carefully, manuscripting this piece out, composing it, I carefully wrote a section for you, the audience, and you just learned it. So we'll be playing, why don't we practice this once? Maybe we'll be playing, me and Vic will be getting down back here. We'll look up and then you'll do your thing, okay?
Victor!
Victor!
Woo!
That's it. Okay, I believe they got it. How about you, Future Man? You got it?
I'm going.
You going? Actually, we are going pretty soon. Okay. Green Acres, what is it? September 1st, September 2nd? It's a Sunday, whatever day it is. Victor, what about you? You want to go to Green Acres? Let's go. What about you, Howard? You get the picture?
I think I have to tune up my instrument first. I can't figure this out. This yeehaw. Yeehaw, you say? Yeehaw. Excuse me a second. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you coming out very much tonight. Making our first stop here a really pleasant one. And I hope we can come back really soon. I want to let you know about a couple of things. Before we take off, I want to let you know that we are starting a mailing list if you want to find us in the future. And please leave your name and we'll let you know where we're playing and how to find out what's going on with the Flecktones. Also, I want to let you know that we're going to be on the Johnny Carson Show again on the 12th of September. And also, we want to thank everybody because due to a lot of airplay and a lot of people buying our CD, it's number 7 this week in the Billboard Contemporary Jazz Chart. So we got a banjo in a jazz top 10. And a drumitar and a harmonica. So we're having a good time. Night after tomorrow night, we're going to be opening up for Bonnie Raitt at Wolf Trap. And, also, do you get the Lonesome Pine series out this way? No? Oh, okay, too bad. Then I want to tell you that we taped a show with Branford Marsalis a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be aired sometime next year on PBS. What?
Deviation!
I can't make it up. Green Acres, yeah. September 1st or 2nd. It's a Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Once again, that's Howard Levy on harmonicas and keyboards. Future Man on the Synthax drum guitar. Victor Lamont Wooten on the bass. And my name is Daniel Fleck. Thanks a lot. Let's get busy.
Your party people who are here at the show. You're listening to the sounds of the mighty Flecktones. Howard's on the harp, Victor on the bass, Future Man on the drum that must have come from outer space, Bela on the banjo, he's the big Flecktone. He wants to take the banjo to galaxies unknown. One more guy, if you know what I'm saying. It wasn't for him, we wouldn't be playing. So do me a favor, turn around. You'll see Richard Battaglia mixing the sound. Well, we hope you like the music, but now we have to go. But before we do, there's one thing you ought to know. We got one more song that we want to play. But before we do, I got something I want to say. One day, I'd like to be rich and famous. Maybe be funny like Andy and Amos, be on TV and sing like Stevie, and have a girl who never leaves me. But I'd really like a place where there could be no war, a bright and shiny world where there ain't no poor, where there's opportunity, peace and unity, and people can be what they want to be, and where apartheid can never happen again, and people can't be judged by the color of their skin, where I hold your hand and you hold mine, and where a helpful hand is never hard to find, a place where people care and no one can bear when someone's hungry with nothing there. Where the heart is never cold, the young are never needy, the older never poor, and the rich are never greedy. To the people, bring the people to the power, because now is the time, this is the hour, to stop thinking about war, start thinking about peace, so on this life, we can get another lease, with a lesson to learn, a new direction to turn, so we can take it to the sky, where we belong, because for too long, we've been too wrong, yeah, we got the right notes, but we play the wrong song, stop thinking with your wallet, Think with your mind so we can move ahead instead of behind. We got the people selling drugs, people are dying, politicians talking and you know they're lying. Taxes for the poor, none for the rich, people starving in America. Now ain't that a bummer? This was on the ground, lasers in space, underground shelters just in case that something of certain doom. Cause in your heart you didn't make enough room for the love. It comes from up above. Let's stop talking war. Let's offer the dove. Because when it's done, it's over. When it's over, it's done. We look back at the war and see that nobody won. We want a better place for our daughter and son, or life could be a blast. Pardon the pun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again, we appreciate you very much. Thank you.